America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know, D'Amico always says, swarm.
What we're looking for is players, right, who are looking to swarm.
The swarm mindset, that whole mentality.
Right, we want players to have a special work ethic and a relentless mindset in everything that they do.
Who's in?
This is a special group of men, believe it.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Texans Circle of Swarm.
All right, this is the third week we've done this. We're going to do it every week. It's our Circle of Swarm, and this is me and Seth subjectively picking these. There's six. He picks three, I pick three. It's a year-long thing with kind of a skew towards recency is what I'll call it. Mm-hmm. So last week's game factors in heavy on this, but the season as a whole factors in. It's really what we want to do. So the Circle of Swarm, these are the six players heading into week five here against the Bills, leaning on for some swarm. Seth, I'm going to let you, since you're so banged up today.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to let you
playing
go first.
Through injury. Yeah. I might pass out before the final pick.
Yeah.
It's tougher this week. Even after a victory. There weren't necessarily a whole lot of swarm-like performances, yeah. And this is also factors in previous stuff.
Yeah, this is where the whole year kind of factors in.
Nico Collins is easy.
So you're going Nico?
Yeah.
Off of me just reciting all those Nico stats.
Yes.
Yeah, Nico. Hey, let's play that cut, Ben, if you still got it, from Nico, as long as we're picking him for the Circle of Swarm. Nico was doing some locker room yesterday, doing some media. This is Nico on his mindset.
I feel like just let the game come to me. Step between them lines, man, just having fun. At the end of the day, man, it's just football. So I feel like that's the mindset I got to have. You know, just be the best one out there, be the guy in front of you, can't stop me. So I feel like that's the mindset you got to have every time you step between them lines, man. So I feel like that's my mindset right now. Continue to grow. Continue to find that 1%, man, and continue to just keep grinding how I'm grinding.
Sounds like swarm to me.
That sounds swarm-like.
Sounds swarmish.
Yep. Sounds like a guy that he's not a diva. He just shows up, goes to work. Very Andre Johnson-like. He's more extroverted than Andre, but he's got a kind of a stoic work ethic and approach to the game that I like.
And he's been a fixture in the circle, as he should be.
Yes.
He's been in every circle that we've done so far. Mm-hmm. All right. My next one... I'm going to go with somebody new on this one. I'm going Kalen Bullock.
Okay.
Kalen Bullock, who is now really functioning as a starter at safety. And so it's a combination of, he's had a solid rookie year so far. He's been solid since he set foot in the building. But with a heavy skew this week towards that hustle play that he had, I mean, that's the definition of open field swarm right there. He was a one-man swarm that managed to get Tank Bigsby out of bounds.
Yeah.
And probably save the game. They go down 27-17 there, and you're teetering on. You got to pitch a perfect game the rest of the way. And we know from watching that fourth quarter, they were far from perfect the rest of the way. They punted five times in a row in the second half.
I don't think he was awesome in coverage last week, and yet when it comes to the whole mindset and the way you got to play and the way you got to come up big in big moments.
Yeah.
Is
that acceptable?
Well, yeah, I guess I can't veto any of them,
yeah,
but
no.
We'll put him in there.
No,
I could grade you afterwards.
That's fine.
But, I'll say then, again, likewise, even though it wasn't his most brilliant statistical performance, but the manner in which CJ calmly, coolly, and collected drove the team down the field where the ball never touched the ground that entire series at the end. It was just a very efficient job of NFL quarterback, and it was clutch in the moment. So CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud is yours. CJ's made it, I think, each week as well. As long as we're on old reliables, I'm going to put Azeez Alshire in the circle of swarm again. He had a nice blitz early in the game that got the Texans off the field. Unfortunately, Steven Sims muffed the punt. But more so, just the whole vibe around the goal line stand, where it was Azeez, it came over to the sidelines, and he and D'Amico kind of broke the cheat code there on them and figured out it was going to be a QB draw. And Azeez is always smacking guys in the mouth, and he's always around things. So I'm going to put Azeez in the circle of swarm.
I would say another guy on that goal line drive who made a very, very big play on third down, Derek Stingley.
Are you putting him in?
I'm going to put Derek Stingley in for the first
time
this year.
I almost had him on my watch list. All right, so Stingley.
Stingley, I think, had his best game in coverage in that game.
He had two big passes.
Some of the run defense was on the defensive backs as well. When you're not setting the edge, sometimes it's the defensive end, sometimes it's the defensive backs. They need to be more on point with that stuff. That was one thing Stingley got a lot better at last year, was just kind of coming up and not trying to make the tackle, but forcing the play back inside. He's fallen back into some of his older habits where he's almost kind of trying to two-way it or two-gap it, where sometimes you just got to force it back inside. But on the sum total of things and on the coverage side of things, I feel very good about Stingley.
Is he having a... I know the Pro Bowl is, it's... I know the Pro Bowl is what it is. Is he having a Pro Bowl caliber year so far in your mind, Stingley?
I think, it's not... There's just some of the bad plays, it's tough necessarily knowing how they're going to play it, because they play multiple different coverages where the safety... Sometimes it looks like Stingley's getting beat, but it's actually the safety should be picking him up, and vice versa. So it's hard with those guys with the way they play defense to always... I think sometimes it gets pinned on Stingley when it's not necessarily his fault.
There's some rough film.
And that's
from
where
week
some of the safety
play.
That's where I'm a little skeptical of Lassiter, or Bullock at this point.
Yeah,
and sometimes where it looks like sometimes it'll look like the cornerback got duped on a double move when in fact Stingley might be, like, in palms coverage, chasing the inside breaking route.
Yeah.
But then because he realizes what the play is, he gets back, and people think, like, oh, it's on Stingley. He was right there and got beat. Like, no, that's got to be the safety.
I need
on that
Bullock
play.
To get a pick this weekend to justify my placing him in the circle of swarm. I need him to come up big for me. Kalen, if you're listening, need you to come up big this weekend, buddy. I went to bat for you on the circle of swarm.
That long run, even though Kalen Bullock made that play, there was a mental error somewhere on the defense, because I cannot imagine that the way that defense lined up and played, that was what they planned to do versus 3rd and 3.
So could Kalen have been cleaning up his own mess?
I don't know. I don't know. You
could
just never know, right? Yeah, that's where it's so dicey blaming a single person, because there's so many mental errors that people wouldn't realize, and then it ends up making the coordinator and other players look awful. Because one guy didn't blitz or what have you,
I need to go back and look at D'Amico and Matt Burke and guys like that getting asked about that play by Kalen.
Yeah.
Because they all praised him for it, right? Yeah. Like, that's the kind of hustle we want, blah, blah, blah. I need to go back and see just how sheepish the praise might have been.
Yeah,
because they're not going to dime him out in a press conference.
It was 3rd and 3, and they had a linebacker basically playing 3 technique with nobody blitzing into one of those gaps to help him out or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Someone said Stingley misses tackles a la Deion. I think Stingley's a pretty good tackler, actually. I think Deion was like ridiculously
Deion
to the end of
contact.
Not wanting to tackle
that's
nuts.
That's an unfair insult.
Yes.
Deion was actively trying to avoid contact. I don't think Stingley tries to avoid contact.
Yeah, like, I don't think Stingley seeks out guys to go headhunting or anything, but I think he's a willing tackler.
It's going to be a controversial this week, because I think that the 5th and 6th spots were not easy We didn't have a hard time deciding between who should be sixth or seventh.
Well, I still got to do this last one here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Darya Gumbawale.
Oh, damn it. I should have taken
Darya Gumbawale, man.
That's a perfect swarm.
Darya's swarm, man. Darya's swarm had the big third and 18 conversion in the game, had the winning touchdown. He was the guy that they were clearly trusting on that final drive. The only running back that was on the field throughout that whole drive was Darya Gumbawale.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't mean they're going to hand him the ball 15 times this coming Sunday. But if there is a game-winning drive to be had, Darya Gumbawale will be on the field. Assuming that Joe Mixon and Dameon Pierce are both still injured, they neither have practiced so far this week.
Yeah, I should have put him in.
Well, he got in. It's all right. Stingley's a good pick, man.
Yeah, Sting,
if you picked Darya, I would have picked Stingley.
Darya is my Sam Bowie now, or no? He's my Jordan out on.
Yeah. That's what everybody compares him to, Michael Jordan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah.
Who do you really want to enter the Circle of Swarm most this...
He's already been in it, but it would be nice. Jalen Petrie is somebody I'm always rooting for because his style of play is conducive to it. You know what I mean? So Petrie, I would say Kamari Lassiter. I don't think he's been in the Circle of Swarm yet, mm-hmm. and yet I think his style of play is very D'Amico-like.
Yeah.
Tank Dell. Tank Dell is somebody I want badly in the Circle of Swarm.
I almost don't want him in the Circle of Swarm because it might include him just coming down and rooting out a tight end on goal line or something.
I want him in the Circle of Swarm for breaking somebody's legs.
Based on receiving production.
Yes.
Yeah. Stephon Diggs, too. One of those two guys. I want them. Yeah. I expect one of them to be in the Circle
Diggs
of Swarm.
Diggs was in last week.
Yeah.
Diggs was in
last
week.
Oh, he was. That's right.
Yeah, Diggs was in last week. Okay. Yeah. It's nice to change it up a little bit sometimes, though. But to some, you just like Nico and CJ, you just can't ignore.
If you had asked me to handicap it, I wouldn't have expected that Tank Dell wouldn't have been in it in the first three games.
I agree with you.
So,
yeah.
There's that.
I agree. Do you have anybody in particular you're rooting for? Or is it...
I'd like one of the offensive linemen to make it. I know that I would never put
one
of the Instagram offensive tackles in the Circle of Swarm, but I'm open to it. Yeah. I'm open to it. I'm not going to be. People improve, people make progress.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this week, Circle of Swarm, Nico Collins, Kalen Bullock, CJ Stroud, Azeez Alshire, Derek Stingley Jr., Darya Gumbawale.
And to be clear about the offensive tackles, it's not that they're not good pass protectors, but there are other elements to the game of football.
There are?
Yes. Yes, there very much are. So being a good pass protector and not allowing pressures, et cetera, is only one of the things they ask you to do as an offensive lineman.
Someone texts in 5018. Seth, I watched your YouTube podcast last night with my wife. She thinks somebody kicked your ass. Your eye looks pretty bad, sir. I think someone should talk to Sean about his rage.
I had a rough week. I got hit by
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You don't know the half of it,
Texter. The thing on my face was when I got hit by a barrier arm walking out of a parking garage. It came down
on
me.
That was like on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was on Saturday afternoon. I was pretty bloody after that. And then last night, I had hardly eaten anything all day. And then I did a long bit of cardio before bed. And I was like, I was kind of hungry. I wasn't hungry, but I hadn't eaten all day. And I should have known better. When I get dehydrated, I pass out. And it's at like 2 a.m. when I'm going to the bathroom, and I hit a lot of hard surfaces. I woke up on the floor of the bathroom like, why am I sleeping on the... This is weird. I don't remember going
That's
to sleep
scary,
on the
dude.
Floor
you
of the bathroom.
You didn't get that descriptive
and my
before.
Wife's not here either.
Yeah.
And I just... And my ribs were hurting so much. So I thought, like, am I having a kidney failure? But I looked in the mirror finally this morning.
Are you going to go see somebody about this?
Probably. I know dehydration is what made me pass out three times in the middle of the night.
I'm just talking about the blunt force trauma that you
We'll see how it goes out. If I can't sleep, then I will.
Okay.
I don't want to be getting... No, I've had enough radiation coursing through my body at various times. I don't need any damn it.
I hear you. All right, pain.
I feel all right right now.
Yeah, you're doing good.
A little loopy.
You've had a good show. Yeah, you're doing good. Still got 2 hours and change to go. But I think you're going to
be fine. Well, I got a dentist appointment after this, too.
Man, they're just putting Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Dr. Wahid might have to do a little
eyeball almost gets sliced out. You got your dental appointment. Is this just a routine checkup, or you got stuff going on with your teeth?
They're putting a permanent crown on. I got a temp in there right now. Luckily, I didn't knock it out. I definitely hit my head on something. I don't know. That's what scares me the most is, man, I definitely hit my head on something. I woke up, and I thought, because I was watching the Menendez brothers, before I went to bed, Brandy and I were watching it together. She off in a distant location. But, you know, that's all about, like, some pretty extreme murderous stuff.
Yeah, dude.
And, you know, in-family murder. And my first thought, for some reason, I woke up on the ground, and I was like, somebody snuck in and cold-cocked me. Because I could tell I'd been hit in the head.
Yeah.
And then my ribs were all broken. And or felt broken.
Yeah.
And I crawled back to bed because I've passed out multiple times before. And I got into bed and I thought, in my mind, I really thought that my brother had come in to do me in because he had a life insurance policy on me or something. Because I had the Menendez brothers in my brain.
Yeah.
And my thought was, gosh, I wish I'd tied up some loose ends, but I'm so tired. And I can't get up out of bed, and I can't be bothered with an ambulance ride right now. I'm just going to go to sleep.
It's very inconvenient.
And whatever happens, happens. I hope Dan spends the money wisely. And And then when I got up again later to go to the bathroom, I passed out on the way back from the bathroom. Same thing. I woke up and I'm like, why am I sleeping on the floor?
Dude.
This is weird.
I feel like someone's going to come in and get you listening to these stories right here. Like, dude, you should not be on the radio right now. But you seem fine. Like,
it's all electrolytes.
Yeah.
It was my pee. I drank like 5 pints of water this morning. And my pee was still dark yellow.
Yeah, let's get super
I'm not at a championship level. The Tom Herman. Champion level.
Pee shade.
Yeah. I was at a loser level.
All right. Let's get to the let's mix in a little bit of Astros here. Three big questions heading into the offseason. Chandler Rome had these. We'll try to give our best answer to these questions. And I took a look at the baseball schedule. Man, there's something in common with all these teams for the baseball schedule. We'll get to that coming up as well.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.